Hey, this is Kate, and you're listening to the Self-Love Podcast, Quality and You. Hello, my fellow high vibers, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Quality and You. I am your host, Kate, and I'm once again so excited that you have chosen to listen to this podcast on whatever platform you're viewing from. We are diving in today. We are tackling a topic that I like to call picking your emotions and finding joy. So in today's episode, we are going to break down how thoughts create your emotions and emotions create your reality by using mindfulness. And when you do that, you are going to change your vibration, your energy outpour. It should be a little more clear for you to realize your thoughts have consequences so powerful, they end up creating your own reality. All of your emotions are thought-driven. Most of our thoughts are habit-driven, which means we've formed our current thought patterns from memories and past experiences. We aren't even thinking of thoughts that have anything to do with the actual current state of reality. I recently took a class called Inner Engineering with Sadhguru online over the summer, and there was a part in the meditation where he was, every couple seconds, he would say, okay, how do you feel now? What about now? Now. How do you feel now? And that's kind of where I want you guys to put your headspace for this. Try to let go of those past thoughts. Think about how you're going to use these processes that we're going to teach you to let those go more freely and become more clear so that your emotions can be of a balance, so that you can come from a place and approach everything from a mindfulness viewpoint. Basically, we are going to learn how to change our thoughts so that our emotions can be of a higher quality, which will in return make our energy and vibration of its best quality. And surprise, I have a guest with me today. It's my mom, but you all know her as Jennifer Smith. She is a life coach and has been studying spiritual awareness for almost 30 years. I am so grateful to have her with us today, and even more grateful that she takes her 30 years of knowledge and compacts it into a 30-minute episode so that we can grab, go, and grow. Let's dive into picking your emotions and finding joy. Happiness. What is happiness? The motivational fuel of the soul. Me, you, everybody on the planet is in search for this one thing, this one emotion. Now, grant you, it's not the only thing we look for, but it is definitely among everyone's top priorities, to feel joy. We, as a race, seek it in many different forms, from worship to addiction. Everyone is a seeker of joy. Now, let's find out where that joy is and how we can have access to it.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Absolutely. What would you tell someone in your class that is consistently experiencing emotions of hate, frustration, anger, etc., who is basically on repeat with these emotions? How would you explain to them how to replace the old conditioning, the old emotional patterns?
A state of mind. You have to understand that at your core, at your base of who you truly are, your energy is neutral. We've become lost in that because we attached ourselves to the idea that we are our thoughts, we are our emotions, and therefore you think that's the I am. That is not the I am. You are neutral at your core. So what you have to do when you start feeling an emotion like anger, fear, hate, greed, any of those emotions that are contrasted to peace and joy and hope, you have to understand and be aware that you are neutral. You take a step back from that, and this very space that's between you and any solid object, that is space that is filled with energy, and that energy is filled with particles and molecules that are filled with thoughts. Each particle that's in this space between you and anything solid, they have a life of their own. You have thoughts, you have ideas, you have those thoughts create emotions. So within that gap, that field of thought, you have all thoughts that exist, from peace and joy and hope to hate and greed and jealousy. You have all those existing. When you are lost in that and entangled in that, you get lost in who you are. And so you just go with whatever emotion that either you're conditioned to feeling or that you're used to feeling. So what I would advise to anyone who can't seem to shake that or seem to get out of that pattern, I would say this. Close your eyes, take a step back, feel how neutral you are. Step away from any thoughts and any emotions. Become neutral. Realize and understand that all those thought processes are in that energy field outside of you. They're only inside of you when you reach out there and grab them and put them inside of you. Your brain interprets it and gives you the emotion accordingly to that thought that you grabbed onto. And then you start vibrating to the emotion. And then you put out that interpretation of that emotion, which creates your reality. By understanding that you're neutral and that you have a choice, you can either choose the hate, the anger, or you can choose the peace and joy. Well, if you're going to choose chaos and hate and anger, you are choosing a thought that is lacking. And the reason that it's chaos is chaos because it lacks the information that it needs to be peace. Sadness and depression is sadness and depression because it lacks the information that it needs to be joy and hope. So you are choosing thoughts that lack information to be whole. So when you do that and you push that inside, your brain interprets that thought. It gives you the vibration of the emotion. You feel the emotion, and then your reaction is according to that. How you change that is, like I said, you close your eyes, you take a step back, you remove yourself, quit being entangled, be involved by being the observer, see those thoughts out in front of you, make a choice. You get to make a choice on whether you want to feel chaos, anger, or whether you want to feel peace and joy. If you pick peace and joy and you put that inside, that's why meditation is so beneficial, because what you're doing really is you are clearing your mind and becoming neutral, and you are voluntarily reaching out to feel the vibration of the thought of peace and joy. Peace is peace because it has all the information that it possibly needs to be fulfilled. It lacks nothing. So when you grab that peace and you pull it inside, each time you do that, you're getting fed the information on what peace is. So each time that you download what peace is, you are gaining information to become more peaceful. And that's how that works. Say you want to feel joy. Let's do a little experiment that I like to do with my clients. I have them to close their eyes. So close your eyes. Anyone who's listening can do this. Close your eyes. I want you to take the invisible you that's pure energy. It's only invisible because it doesn't really have a physical form. Take that pure energy, and I want you to pull it out of the physical body. Envision that. Envision yourself stepping out of the physical body. Now, I want you to take that energy you, that invisible you, and I want you to start floating it high from the body. Take it up. Take it up as high as it'll go. I want you to go beyond anything physical. I want you to take it beyond space. I want you to take it beyond anything physical. When you get to that place to where you've went beyond physical, I want you to take a minute into that dark. For me, it just looks like space. It's like dark space with little white lights all around. I want you to take a moment and experience how that feels. I have people to tell me they feel totally free. There's no burdens, there's no worries, and they feel totally happy. Some people tell me they see themselves dancing. Some people see themselves levitating, flying. There's nothing that bounds them or binds them there. They're totally free. They feel nothing but abundantly joyous, so blissful. They feel total joy. Take a minute and see how that feels. Free from the physical world, from anything physical. Feel that emotion. Feel how freeing that is. Now let me ask you, while you're in that state of joy, what's making you happy? What is it there that's making you feel so happy? Your answer would be, I don't know. Well, I'm asking you, what is around you that's making you feel happy? Everyone's answer is always, there's nothing around me. Nothing at all. I feel totally happy. It's the happiest I have ever felt. This is because happiness does not require anything physical to exist. Now feel that happy, and then I want you to come back down. See yourself literally coming back down to the physical plane, to this physical dimension. Come back down to the body and see yourself just sitting back down into the physical body. I want you to open your eyes. I want you to look at all the things around you. Anything that's physical, I want you to look at it. Whether it's a chair, a couch, a bed, a refrigerator, running water, light switches, light fixtures, the floor, your home, your apartment. Look at all of it. Not one single thing that was physical or that's physical brought you that joy. None of it. You were joy because you simply chose to experience the feeling of joy, the emotion of joy, the thought of joy. Just simply choosing the thought of joy pushed it inside the physical mind, the mind interpreted it, and the mind created that joyous emotion for you. It didn't require anything physical. Just you. Now, when you look at these physical things that you're surrounded by, I want you to say thank you, but not to the physical object itself. I want you to understand and realize that everything that you get to enjoy that's physical came from the mind of another human being who allowed an idea to flow through, took that idea, took that thought, and they took the steps necessary to manifest it and make it into a physical object, and you get to enjoy it. I want you to be thankful for the people who allowed the thoughts and the ideas to enter into their mind, and they took the necessary steps in order to get that created, and that you get to enjoy the benefits of it. Look at how much you're surrounded by. How abundant do you feel? When I do that, I feel so abundant. I feel almost like I have too much. Now, when you take that gratitude for all those things, and you take that joy that you just experienced, when you join those together, it creates a feeling of grace inside. You walk with grace. Now, every time that you want to experience joy, all you have to do is take that energy that you are, leave the physical body, go to joy, go to the place of joy, experience joy, and I want you to bring back joy every time you come back down to the physical body. Every time you enter back into the physical body, know that you have brought that joy that you experience back down to the physical body so that you can shine it through you out into the world. This is how you create a joyous vibration. This is how you bring joy to this dimension. This is how you give joy life.
A few weeks ago, when she came to me and said, "I want to show you something," it was the first time we had tried this technique. And I didn't really know where she was going with it. I closed my eyes and envisioned myself rising above anything materialistic. And I, too, found myself at a place of, or my energy at a place of darkness with white lights all around. And I was dancing. I was pushing off the ground and spinning and just really felt complete happiness. Then she hit me with the question, "What's making you happy?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know." I feel happy. I just want to dance. I feel like I'm dancing. It was really that moment that's, you know, once that settles and you come to that realization that there really is nothing around you, you're just experiencing the emotion of happiness. That's very, very powerful once that sinks in and you realize that it truly is nothing that's in our materialistic world that's bringing us happiness. We are choosing those emotions. We're choosing to be happy, just like in that space of nothingness. We chose to feel happy so we were able to fully and completely experience that wonderful emotion. My favorite thing about this entire process was the fact that it put separation between what we think brings us these emotions like happiness and how we truly can obtain them without anything physical or materialistic. Another thing that I really loved about this process was the neutrality that I felt. Once you go into that space, that nothingness, you really don't feel all of the thoughts and emotions attached to those thoughts that you feel when you're coming at this from a physical standpoint. It's processes like this, like finding joy, and the forgiveness of self technique that we shared with you all in the last podcast. These are the things that you put action behind. These are the things that when you start to put in your life, you start seeing shifts, shifts in your thoughts, your emotions, and your energy. This is the work. This is your workspace. That space that we talked about, the list that you're going to make and the goals that you're putting in that space, well, this is where the action comes in to where you can start achieving those goals, where you can start putting little check marks on your list that, hey, you know, I did the inner work. I put in the action behind all of the techniques that I learned, and now I can start to see that all of this stuff is working for me. Another important note that I really want to add in here is that this works with all emotions. This technique is not limited to happiness and joy. This branches out into every single positive emotion that you're wishing or hoping to feel, every emotion you're seeking. You can apply this technique to that emotion, and it will bring you to the level of that emotion every single time. And by doing that, by bringing yourself to these emotions, by choosing to pick these emotions out and aligning with them in this state, with this technique, you are automatically raising your vibration. It's automatically putting you in a higher energy state. So your energy outpour is automatically going to vibrate at a higher frequency. I hope that these techniques and this podcast is really helping you all grow in your spiritual journey. Everything that we share with you all is in hopes that it's helping you develop all the inner qualities that you're seeking to find. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. You can find this podcast on Buzzsprout, Stitcher, Spotify, and all other major podcast platforms. Until next time, and as always, much light and love.